Blog Talk Radio.
Communicate across the sky until you hear the message sent through sound and light, so have no fear.
Good evening. Welcome to the Sportsmonger Show. We're going big game hunting tonight. My name is Jason. I'll be your host along with Brian Steffen. Are you out there, Brian?
What's happening, my brother? I'm getting in under the gun this evening.
you do like dialing in as the buzzer sounds, don't you?
Well, yeah. I guess that's, you know, yeah. I did. But I'm here and I'm ready to go, and I'm super excited. It doesn't matter whether your team's playing in the big game or not, but if you're a fan of pro football, you like the Super Bowl, whether it's your team or not. And unfortunately for us, our boys fell a little bit short this year, so we won't be cheering on the black and gold tomorrow.
Starting to get way too used to that, too.
Yeah, well, it's been, what, three? Well, it's been, well, after this one, it'll be, have been three Super Bowls since the last one, so time to get back at it.
Right.
Time to get back at it, but we will. We will. So, lots going on in the desert this weekend. Lots to talk about. Obviously, when we get down the stretch, we'll get to the we'll let the folks know who you got, who you think, and how you think the game is going to go. I'll give my bit too between the Seahawks and the Patriots as we come down to the stretch. But, you know, let us hear from you too, guys, if you're out there. Even if you're listening to this in the download, tweet at us at Golfmonger or at Pitt Sportmonger or at our home site at Sportsmonger and put in your picks. As I said, I did a little blurb yesterday, or excuse me, it was yesterday, Friday. Closest pick, a winner and closest score is going to get a Sportsmonger t-shirt. So make sure you get that in. And, you know, obviously we have multiple people in close. We'll draw a winner. And then we'll contact you and we're going to give away a nice, cool Sportsmonger t-shirt. So I want to start this off, Jay. I got a question for you. Which defense has the bigger impact in the game tomorrow?
Well, clearly, clearly, I think the better defense is Seattle. I don't know if that's the question you're asking me, but in this particular instance, I'll try to answer it as best I can. Seattle is the better defense, and I think they neutralize or can neutralize, and I say can neutralize what the Patriots do. With their secondary, I just don't see. Wide receivers running wild. With that said, to me, the wild card in this entire game is Gronkowski. If he runs wild, Pats win, period.
Yeah, I think I phrased it the way I did, which one has the bigger impact, because there's no question which defense is better. I mean, that's obvious. It's definitely the Seahawks. I mean, hell, they got the number one defense in the league. But it's not like Seattle has a highly potent offense. They just get it done. You know, they run the ball. Russell Wilson seems to come up with plays whenever he needs to, whether it's keeping the ball on the read option or making a pass. You know, the whole world thought they were going crazy when they traded Percy Harvin to the Jets earlier in the year. But all they've done is go 11-2 since that trade. So obviously they knew something that the rest of us didn't know about that situation. And I posed it, you know, for that reason, as because you've got two really good defensive backs in the Patriot backfield. And two good defensive backs playing against zero really good wide receivers you would think that would all but eliminate the Seahawks passing game, wouldn't you?
You would think, but you know, as we know, the Seattle's wild card is in fact Russell Wilson and his ability to move in the not just move in the pocket, but that read option that he runs so well. He's able to make plays with his feet, but that's not his first look, which is what makes him so good. So many of these quarterbacks that you see in the league right now, like Cam Newton's and whatnot, they look to run first. Russell Wilson doesn't look to run first. With that said, he'll run, and he has no trouble doing it. And when he does run, it's 99% of the time it's always effective.
Well, have you noticed when he does run, like you said, it's not his first look. It's not a second look. It's, you know, kind of like a last resort thing, unless they're running that read option. And
right.
I don't watch a whole lot of Seahawks games, you know, being a West Coast team and living here on the, you know, East Coast. I don't see a whole lot of them unless they're the game of the week or whatnot. But what I have seen is, and I noticed it in the NFC Championship game, watching the game, I kept waiting for backside. You know, Green Bay's defense was just manhandling them in the first half, really for the first three quarters. And kept waiting and waiting, and I'm like, why isn't Russell Wilson running that little? Why isn't he keeping it? Why isn't he keeping it and going? And then it dawned on me when he kept it a couple of times in the fourth quarter, maybe two or three is all he did. He doesn't keep it and run that much. He only keeps it and runs when he absolutely knows he's so good at reading it that he's easily going to get 8 to 10 to 12 to 15 to 20 yards before anybody touches him.
Yep.
He doesn't keep it for the sake of keeping it like Kaepernick does or Cam Newton does to read or Mike Vick used to you know, RG3 to reiterate your point. He doesn't keep it for the sake of keeping it. Like, I think I can make a play. He only keeps it when he abs. It seems to me, based on, you know, and not just the Green Bay game, but just it highlighted it in that game. He only keeps it when he knows he's going to get the yards.
Right.
He makes great decisions with the ball. Yeah, he does. And I think that will be the difference. Almost more they talk about, you know, Brady could be the difference. To be honest with you, Brady's going to do what he's going to do. I don't think you're going to see Seattle's defense just obliterate him like they did to Peyton Manning last year and just make him look like he's never seen a football game before. I don't think you're going to see
right.
that. Brady's going to do what he's going to do. He's going to throw. They're going to score some points. He's not going to turn the ball over a bunch of times or get, you know, they're going to sack him a little bit. He's going to get frustrated. He's going to throw the ball away. But he's going to make some completions. He's going to throw, you know, they're going to move the ball. They're going to score. But I really think the difference maker in this game is going to be Russell Wilson. If Seattle's going to win.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch is really good, and he is a key cog in their wheel as it rolls. With that said, if Russell Wilson has a bad game or is not effective running the ball, this team is going to struggle tomorrow.
Well, look at the team in the first half against the Packers. He played awful, and they were getting shut out.
How many times do you turn the ball over, throw four or five interceptions, and still win a ball game? It was astounding to me.
Well, that was also a case in point that it looked like Mike McCarthy took a page out of the old Bill Cowher playbook. When you get a lead in the second half, you just run the ball off the center's ass three plays in a row and hope you win.
Yeah, you just sit on it for a while.
shit on their mouth. That's all they did. I mean, it was unbelievable. That was the perfect. That was the perfect way to. It takes prevent defense into a new realm.
It was prevent. It was prevent offense.
Oh, it was prevent anybody from winning.
It was prevent us from
winning. With that said, if Green Bay would have won that game, in my opinion, they would have gotten blown out in the Super Bowl. That's my opinion. I don't think they have a good enough team to even be within 15 points of the Patriots.
Too bad Green Bay didn't win, because then this would be a really lively show, because I completely disagree with you, but
I don't think Green Bay has a good enough defense to stop anybody. I think Russell Wilson played poorly, which was the reason they look so good. With that said, it shows you how quickly they can look bad when Russell Wilson turned the game around.
Yeah. I think that we talk about Russell Wilson being the key, and it's super easy when a team wins the Super Bowl to say, well, if they win, the quarterback's got to have a good game. And as easy as it is to say, that's not true in the case of Seattle, because Marshawn Lynch, you know, could go out for, let's face it, it's not like New England has a great run defense. I mean, they're not bad, but Marshawn Lynch can run on anybody. I mean, the reason that we could easily be talking on Monday saying the Seahawks won, Marshawn Lynch ran for 160 yards and two touchdowns, and they controlled the game, and all Russell Wilson had to do was not turn the ball over, and they won. It very easily could be the story come Monday. But I really believe that in order for Seattle to win the game, it'll take some plays and a couple of big for the moment, not necessarily big as in has to be a touchdown, just getting a key first down or whatever. It's going to take 3 or 4 big plays by Russell Wilson in very important times of the game for Seattle to win. Because like I said before,
I buy that.
Brady's going to do what he's going to do. It's not like Brady, they lost the last 2 Super Bowls against the Giants. But it's not like Brady played bad.
Well, he didn't play great. They scored 14 and 17 points.
Giants defensive teams were pretty awesome. They were really good at getting to the quarterback. But what was the Giants' defense really good at? What was the thing that made them good? They could get to the quarterback. What's the one way you beat Tom Brady?
Yeah, you have to put pressure in. There's no doubt about that.
Because he's a statue. When he snaps the ball, he's going to be in the same place when you get to him as he was when he started. You don't have to chase him. He's going to be
right.
And Seattle has that kind of defense. Bruce Irvin. And the other guys on that defense that can get to him, but he's still going to score some points. They have, with Gronk, like you said, the interesting matchup will be to see. The talk is Cam Chancellor on Gronk, because Chancellor's a big guy, and you know it won't be as easy for Gronk to just push him around. And get up like he does. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I'd be interested to see how healthy Richard Sherman is in that arm, that elbow.
That's a big factor, too.
It is. It'll be interesting to see how he is and how he can play. But, that's certainly something to keep an eye on to see if Brady tries to test him out early in the game. throw in his direction. Do some things. They're really good at, Patriots are really good at finding your weakness, at beating you at it. That's how they win. I mean, look at their roster. I mean, other than on offense, other than Gronk and Tom Brady, who the hell do they have? And yet they scored tons of points.
Right.
They're just really good at they're just really good at finding your weakness and beating you. If they ran for a million yards against the Colts the first time they played them, and with a running back that no one's ever heard of and before, and he hasn't even seen the field since, and the kid ran for 210 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Right.
You know, then the next game they'll go out and Brady will throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns, and that's how they win. I mean, it just, they find a way, a weak spot in your game, and they exploit it, and they're really good at that. The problem is with the Seattle defense is, show me a weak spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is it? I don't think there is one.
Green Bay ran
the ball on them pretty good, but New England doesn't have that running game. They don't. I mean, if they're going to win, Tom Brady's going to have to beat them, and I just don't know that that's going to happen. Unless, that's why I circle back to my original question. The defensive team that can have the most impact on this game actually could be New England. If they can get a couple of turnovers, they can pick off Russell Wilson a couple of times. And let Brady turn them into points. That's why I think New England's defense actually could have a bigger impact than Seattle's. Because we know Seattle's is good, and we know they're going to stop the Patriots a lot. You know you're going to see the punter on the field a lot for the Patriots. Because Seattle's defense is just good. There's a reason this game opened as a pick 'em in Vegas. It's that hard to pick.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
It's that hard to pick. So we're gonna stew on that for a minute, and we're going to sit on that. And I want to turn the table a little bit, because I don't know if you saw this, because it literally just came out earlier. Did you see they made the announcements of who the Hall of Fame class for this year is going to be?
Yeah, I did. I've got that. I actually have that pulled up. The bus made it finally.
Yes, he did. Jerome Bettis got in.
We could do a whole show on whether he deserves it or not.
Yeah, we could.
We could do a whole show, because I bet you think he does.
If you go by the numbers and some of the other numbers of some of the other backs that are in there and what he's accomplished in his career, I think he does.
Yep.
I didn't expect him to get in right away because, you know, he wasn't that good.
And he didn't.
He's a fifth all-time rusher in NFL history.
But yes, you're right.
Well, when he retired, he was fifth. Excuse me.
Right. Right. I mean, he's the sixth all-time rusher.
Sixth all-time rusher.
His yards per carry is 3.9 or 3.8.
And it's not like he played for 20 years to get to that number.
He didn't have
an extra long career to get to that number.
How long a career do you think he had? I mean, do you have that in front of you right now?
I'm pulling it up as we speak.
I want to say he was
drafted by the Rams in, I think when he was in Notre Dame. What do you have, a 15-year career? 14 years?
I think it was 15, but let's look here. While I pull this up, you.
I think so. You know, if a guy like Curtis Martin gets in the Hall of Fame,
you can't compare him.
Of course you can put, I don't think he can, because Bettis is better.
Oh, you think Bettis is better than Jerome, or than Curtis Martin?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
In a different way. They're different running backs. It's hard to compare.
I guess.
He
had a 1, 2, 3.
He also got a
13-year career.
Okay,
he had a 13-year career.
He ran for 13,000 yards. So he rushed for over 1,000 yards a year.
Yep, 1,000 yards a year, which isn't, you know, now, I mean, it's not like he played in the air where there was only 12 games. He played in the air where there was 16 games, and they were in the playoffs for a bunch elbow.
Not. He was when he was in Pittsburgh. He was in a handful. Remember, he started in L.A. and they weren't in the playoffs.
He was only there 2 years. He was a Ram for 2 years, 3 years, 93, 94, 95. His last year was in St. Louis when they moved. But after that, I mean, he spent the last 9 years of his career in Pittsburgh. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Last 10 years of his career in Pittsburgh.
10 years, yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. That definitely sounds like we need to have a whole nother conversation. Another one next show. Well, we'll break down actually all of them. All of them. Because congratulations also to Junior Seau, Will Shields of Kansas City Chiefs, 12-time Pro Bowler. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Who else?
Charles Haley.
Charles Haley definitely deserves to be there. Minnesota Center Mike Tingelhoff.
Yeah.
He came in off the seniors committee nominally.
Tim Brown, who unfortunately had to play for the Raiders, or his career would have been even better than what it was.
Yeah, Tim Brown. Then you had
Ron Wolf, who was a front office guy. You mentioned Tingelhoff.
And Bill Polian.
Bill Polian, absolutely.
Yeah.
Another front
those were the
guy.
But the five modern day players were Seau, Bennis, Haley, Brown, and Shields. So congratulations to all those guys getting announced today. So be good. And yeah, so we're going to have to line up in about a week. Another podcast to argue about should they be in or should they be out.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's get back. Let's turn back to the Super Bowl. Have you seen any of the prop bets?
No, I haven't. And I'm glad you brought that up because I have not seen them, and I didn't do.
I know you're not real big into that stuff, but you know I always get a kick out of. You know, the craziness of what you can bet on for the Super Bowl. You know, you can bet on pretty much anything when it comes to the Super Bowl. Let's see here. Here are some of the prop bets. How long will it take Idah Menzel to sing the national anthem? The over-under is 2 minutes, 1 second.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, here's another one. Speaking of, will she omit at least one word of the national anthem? Yes or no? You can bet on that as well. I like this one. How many times will deflated balls be referred to during the game? Over under is 2.5.
Inflated or deflated?
Deflated.
Oh.
During the game. During the game. That's the thing.
During the game,
now,
yeah. Probably.
2.5.
Probably two. That's probably a good under.
I think I like the under on that because I think once the game starts, I think leading up to the game, we mentioned that you have to set the over-under somewhere around 1,000.
I think Roger Goodell is going to pad as many pockets as he can to bury that subject during the game. Before the game, it's open season. Just my
opinion. So will coach be mentioned by first name only on TV after kickoff? Yes or no? Which coach? You can bet on whether it'll be Pete Carroll or Bill Belichick. You can bet on what color Bill Belichick's hoodie will be. Gray, blue, or red?
Oh, it's so going to be blue.
Will it be sleeveless or sleeves intact? You can bet on that.
Oh, it'll be sleeveless because it's Arizona.
Yes, of course it will be.
They're going to be. They may open the lid for that.
You can bet on how many times will Katy Perry be mentioned in the first half? Over under 1.5. Easily take the over on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Easily take the over on that. Which song will Katy Perry perform first at halftime? And there's like a list of 7 of her songs that you can pick. The odds-on favorite is Firework will be the first one performed, 3-2.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what's funny, because you know I like to gamble a little bit on during the season and just play the spreads over under. But when you look at some of the crazy things that they put up for the Super Bowl prop bets, it's just fantastic. You know, there's always the coin toss is going to be heads or tails, or which team's going to score first. And by the way, the tight end that the Patriots have that no one can pronounce his name, Manamuna,
yeah.
Manatuna, Wada, whatever, to score first. Yes, sorry, didn't mean to sneeze on air. If you want to bet on him to score first, that he'll be the first player to score in the game, it's a 4,000-to-1 odd.
Wow, I could pay big.
Put $10 on that.
More than likely, that's going to be $10 lost. But you know,
But to win $40,000, sign me up, man.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, you know, there's even more of those. Like, who will win Super Bowl? Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his interview? Teammates, God, the fans of the city, the coach, family, owner. And then there's also none of the above.
Yeah.
You can bet on the color Gatorade dumped on the winning coach.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I think we've gone too far with that one.
I'm going green. So, I mean, that's part of the fun of the Super Bowl. You can pick all these crazy things. I mean, let's face it, 2 weeks from the last game to this game, you know, has always seemed like a long time, you know, because the anticipation of the Super Bowl. But now in today's day and age of instant information, instant access, you know, the Twitter world, you know, the 140-character world we live in, you have to wait 2 weeks for the next thing to happen?
Right.
I mean, are you kidding me? So no wonder the stuff's getting even crazier and crazier. Things for people to think of could happen in the game. By the way, the player leading the way to score first in the game, after I mentioned who was the longest shot, is Marshawn Lynch. It's like 20-to-1 that he'll score first. The last.
To be honest, I think that's a pretty good bet. That's just my opinion.
And the Patriot player to score first, the best odds on the Patriot player is Gronk at like 40-to-1. Something like that, yeah. By the way, the latest line I'm looking at now, and that'll be the official line we'll go with since we're going to make picks here in a couple minutes before we wrap things up, is it looks like New England is -1.
New England is -1. They're favored. All right, that helps. Real fast before we get to that, my favorite part of the game when my team isn't involved, of course, and Prince isn't singing or Bruce isn't singing during the halftime, has to be the commercials. And
yes,
this year you will have Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Toyota, Bud Light, Budweiser, like normal, Nationwide, Nissan. Loctite's funny because they're spending their entire marketing budget for the entire year on one commercial. Talk about putting your eggs all over. Loctite, the glue company.
No way.
You got BMW, TurboTax, Mexico, the avocados from Mexico. Carl's Jr. is going to do something with a hot woman and a big, gigantic hamburger, I can bet.
Of course, of course.
E-Surance, T-Mobile, Jublia, Microsoft, Weight Watchers, because, you know, we all got to worry about our weight when we're jamming in food.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Who's the athlete on Weight Watchers? Is it Dan Marino?
He's not on Weight Watchers. He's Nutrisystem.
Oh, he's Nutrisystem. That's right.
Yeah, he's Nutrisystem. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know who's on Weight Watchers. I know I should be.
Oh, yeah, you and me both. Oh, by the way.
I'm the poster child for Carl's Jr. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, the wrong reason. So listen, take a stab of all. What's going to be the best commercial? What company?
Best commercial to me, more than likely. I haven't seen any preemptive.
Me neither.
Thought.
Totally blind at this. Totally blind.
Totally blind. I'm really looking forward, you know, because Budweiser always does a great job, and Bud Light, they're always good. A lot of these companies out here are really boring, but I would expect Doritos to do well and to be entertaining. I would expect Snickers is another one that'll be entertaining, and I expect Carl's Jr. to be entertaining for a completely different reason.
You
but if I had to
like
pick
Carl's,
a drop dead winner, I'm thinking it's going to be Doritos.
You know, I was leaning that way because lately, with the last 2-3 Super Bowls, they've had the best commercials.
They've had really good ones. That's for sure.
They've had really good. I'm going to say. Might be a .com this year, though, because it's been a while since a really funny,
well,
you know,
options
whether...
are Wix. Wix.com, which is the another one of these website builder companies.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Ah, well, then maybe not. Yeah. So Doritos,
they're
going
to win out of the .coms.
Yes, they are. I think Doritos, you know, just to be different, I'm going to say... like Budweiser comes up with something this year because they've been kind of down for a while. I think they really kind of get back at laying claim to an awesome commercial.
Other than they're going to do something with a dog and a horse and
they all
you know, and it'll be
or Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch is going to have a good one. You know, one of those two. I'll hedge my bets a little bit there. But yeah, that's what I think. Well, you know, my favorite of all time still that made me laugh, and I can't remember exactly which. It was speaking of dot-coms, and I don't even remember which Super Bowl it was, but it was several years ago. When the Super Bowls really started charging crazy amounts of money for 30-second commercials, minute commercials, you know, when it started getting to $1 million,
right.
$2 million, $3 million a commercial, there was... two guys sitting in like chairs or buckets and a monkey in a garage, like clapping and beating a drum or whatever for the entire commercial. And then except for the last 3 seconds, the screen went black and said, "We just blew $2 million. Who's watching your money?" And it was like some financial advisor .com.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I can't remember what Super Bowl it was, and I would say at least 6 or 7 years ago. 8 years ago, one of the first years that Super Bowl commercial pricing started going through the roof.
Right.
And it was just two old guys and a monkey, or one old guy and two monkeys, or something like that. Just not even in rhythm, like beating on a upside down bucket or something, and, you know, a monkey jumping up and down, clapping. And then the screen goes black and says, "We just blew $2 million. Who's watching your money?" And
that's awesome.
That to me, yeah, still stands out as one of the best. So, all right,
well, the all-time most downloaded and watched is the Volkswagen with the kid, Darth Vader kid.
Darth Vader.
That was from a couple of years ago. That was very funny, but it's the most watched of all time. I don't
most
consider
downloaded.
It the best, but it, right.
No,
I don't consider it the
it
best.
Is.
It was the most watched.
Yeah. No, it's the most watched, yeah. The most downloaded watched commercial of all time, absolutely. And it's hysterical. If you're a Star Wars fan, it's really funny. Like
right.
Old school Star Wars, it's really funny. So, all right, we're down to it. I'm going to ask you three things. I want a winner. I want a score, and I want an MVP.
Okay. I think Seattle wins. I think they win 24-19. I think your MVP once again is Russell Wilson.
Is it 24-19 because they score on the last at the end to win like they did against Green Bay, or do they hold on and win?
I think they hold on and win. I it could go either way. I feel really good about the score. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just feel good about the score.
Yeah.
I look at,
you know, it's
I
funny
look
because
at the last.
I was going to say your score and my score are really similar. I was looking at Seattle 24-20 because 19 is just a weird number. But you know what? Super Bowl always ends up with a weird number somehow. And I was going to say, as much as I sat here and said, Russell Wilson, I'm hoping it's Marshawn Lynch because I want to see if there's any way possible that Disney people can get him to say I'm going to Disney World on the field. Or is he going to say, I'm just here not to get fined?
That would be very funny.
I mean, right? You win the MVP, you know, they always have the commercial like immediately after that says I'm going to Disney World, right? If he wins the MVP, are they going to be able to get him to say I'm going to Disney World? Look in the camera and say I'm going to Disney World.
There is no way he says anything like that.
That's why I hope he's the MVP. And that's the sole reason I'm making the pick. Just because I want to see it.
All right. I'll buy that.
And I think it's going to be they're going to score at the end to win.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. So, all right, buddy. I think we're out of time.
If not, we're damn close.
If not, we're damn close, so we might as well just wrap it up. So there you go. There's our picks. Remember, tweet us. Whether you're listening to us right now, as long as you can get it in before the game, download and listen to this before kickoff tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday, at Golfmonger, at Sportsmonger, at Pitt Sportmonger, any of those three Twitters, give us your winner and your score. And with a chance to win and the winner, like I said, if we have multiples, we'll draw. The winner gets a cool Sportsmonger t-shirt. So I'll wrap this up. Take it out, Jay. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for pushing the buttons and getting us going. You're running on your end tonight. I'm just here for the party. And we will have a follow-up next week, probably more towards the end of the week, at same bat time, same bat channel probably, to do a wrap-up of the Super Bowl and look ahead to whatever else is coming up next on the horizon. We've got a pretty exciting announcement as far as Sportsmonger goes that's a giant secret until we tell everybody. So
that's awesome.
So have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow, and we'll see you soon. Take us out of here, Jay.
All right.
Communicate across the sky until you hear the message.